It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, October 8th, 2022. I'm your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello, how you doing, Andy?
Really good. Long day, long week. I was in Portugal playing golf over the weekend and we played the same championship course three times. And my God, okay, it's better than being in Glasgow, but it was hard.
I mean, you're basically living your own personal Groundhog Day for playing on that golf course. But it's good you're back now, and obviously great weekend for Arsenal overall.
Yeah,
and I did immediately text Andy and was like, I guarantee that you had no money on that, yeah. And you were like, nope, not a penny. And they played like it, which is they've just played so great. But good result for them. Some good results for the podcast as well.
Decent for the podcast, although I think it was that combination between the three of us. We had Chris Kelly on last week. That combination between the three of us where it's maximum amount of winners, lowest amount of possible returns if you were combining them all in their categories. So we'll get on to that and we'll run through the picks from last week as we always do. You'll have noticed as well, those of you watching on Patreon, there's only two of us on the video today and there are only two of us on the show. So you'll get myself and Gordo for a slightly condensed episode without the guest, but you know, this is the Trampled Bet originals.
It is. We'll be back next week with another guest. It's just a rotation of guests occasionally have other things to do than talk about football coupons, which is sickening.
We're having a bullpen night instead.
That's it. Ready for
a combined no-hitter between me and Gordon. Hopefully, mate, a combined eight-hitter.
Eight-hitter, really exactly.
Let's hit all eight this week. But before we get on to this week's picks, we'll review, as always, last week's picks. The banker started for me in Denmark on Sunday with Brøndby versus Lyngby, and the home win or draw, so I took the double chance here, was 1-5, and it came in. And just as well I took that double chance, because Lyngby did their best to upset this with an 89th minute equaliser and 3-2 down to pull it back to 3 each. But it was of no consequence as the banker bet was on the double chance. So banker in.
I had a banker that generated a bit of controversy in our Trample Bet chat, which was I had taken Man City to beat Man United. And I got a lengthy message from Joey about how we've beaten them the last couple of times there. We've done this, we've done that. They were 4-0 up at halftime.
Destroyed them.
Yeah, Haaland is terrifying.
Scary. Did you see in the Facebook group? Oh, I can't remember who it was. Was it Matt? Someone posted that they had a bet on Haaland to score three or more hat tricks this season.
Yes, it was.
It was like 28-1 or something.
Yeah.
And it's done already. And we're just at the beginning of October.
There was a thing where they project, like you can do the projected goal output. It's just terrifying. Mm. I did see a tweet, although midweek, which was saying that because obviously Norway didn't make it to the World Cup this year, Haaland's just going to be like, you know, chilling at home during it. That every World Cup team should be able to get him for half an hour of a game once. Do you know what I mean? So you can parachute. He has to be parachuted on the field, though.
Play your Joker card.
Essentially, yeah. So like you're 1-0 down, right, bring on Haaland for half an hour and then he gets taken off. So yeah, terrifying, but... City went right over the top of United. They got a couple of consolation goals in the end, but yeah, comfortable win there.
Pretty good. Chris took Benfica at home to Guimarães, and this is where it all came crashing down and the banker treble died. This game ended 0-0, ending a run of something silly. Like, it was over 10 Benfica home wins in a row. It might even have been more. I just remember sending him that in the group chat. I'm like, the one time you choose to pick them as a banker, and... they fail at home. So unfortunate because it's a 0-0.
Yeah.
I didn't watch any of the game, obviously. But that was 2 out of 3 on the bankers. Obviously, we're wanting 3 out of 3 on the bankers, so unlucky, Chris. On to the value picks. Mine was in Scotland. I took Rangers to win away at Hearts, with the logic being Rangers were 7-10. If you get that price for Rangers against anyone that isn't Celtic in Scottish League football, you just take it and you don't ask any questions. And if you'd done that, you would have been paid out after 30 minutes when Rangers went 2-0 up. Hearts got a man sent off 10 minutes later, and Rangers just played the game out with an additional 2-4. So a very comfortable value bet for me.
Yeah, the value was the only blemish on my blot on my copybook this week, and it was the pick that I liked the most. This was Medina versus Regina. Medina done me in. Regina were the, you know, I fancied them at about 2-1 to win this game. They had a goal VAR'd off in the first half. Medina then got a goal, and I watched the last 30 minutes of this game. Regina hit the bar, they hit the post. They had the keeper had an absolute blinder from Medina, and I know that it let down a couple of the coupons in the group chat. So I was deeply disappointed with this one. I backed them 3 separate times during this game. Like when they went out to 30s, it was about 15 minutes to go. I was like, yeah, they'll do this. And then they went out to like 100 or something. I was like, they've still got that in them. Yeah, they didn't. I'm going to back them again this week because I think they were just very unlucky. But the only blemish for me was Regina there. So disappointing that they couldn't beat Medina.
It did not break the value treble because Chris had already seen to that with backing Dumbarton, something our producer Gary Black, if you follow us on Facebook, hated because he's a long-standing, long-suffering Dumbarton fan, and he did not like this at all away at Forfar. Another close one for Chris, another unlucky one as it finished 0-0. So no value in there. On to the outsider picks, and this was heartache again for me. One of these fucking games that I managed to find all the time. It's Mirren versus Livingston, and I backed the draw at over 2-1, 21-10 for the draw here. Really fancied it. Livingston, St Mirren went 1-0 up, got a man sent off. Livingston scored, it was 1-1. And then in stoppage time, 10-man St Mirren found a winner out of nowhere. And the game ended 2-1 to St Mirren. It looked nailed on for a draw when it went to 1-1. And St Mirren were down to 10 men. But the 10-man team find a very late winner, which is just a bit sickening, really. That was the right bet in that game.
Yeah, to have that is just more annoying than just like getting an outsider wrong is fine, but getting it almost right, is worse.
Just absolutely brutal. How did you get on, Gordon?
I had an outsider winner. This was Lecce versus Cremonese, a 1-1 draw. That's what happens. No one scored in the second half, and yeah, it came in. So not really much more to say about that, just a 1-1 draw. What did Chris have?
Well, interestingly, and this makes my stoppage time St Mirren winner even more sickening, Chris had St Johnstone away at Dundee United, and they went ahead and won 2-1 at odds of 21-10. So
you
two out of three
on
outsiders.
You did get a return on the outsiders. But
I got a return because I backed them as a Trixie. I got a small return, but that was 30-1 for all three. And we were done by a 10-man stoppage time goal against the run of play from a 30-1 treble.
Sickening.
So, bit gutting, but really good work from yourself and really good work from Chris there. That's St Johnstone bet. They should never have been 21-10. That paid out after 39 minutes.
Yeah.
Albeit in fairness, now I was obviously away in Portugal. I wasn't at the game. I think St Johnstone had like 2 shots on target. We had 6. We had 66% of possession. We had like 8 corners to their 0. So it does sound like they got 2 shots and scored them both and then just sat in. But hey, that's how you win football matches. So yeah, 2 out of 3 for outsiders. Not bad at all. On to the charity bet then. And I killed this dead early Friday at 6 p.m. in the German Dritte Liga. I really fancied Meppen to get something away at Aal. And they didn't. They just lost 3-0. So
sweet.
Figured the game would be a coin flip. Took a double chance on the away team. No bueno.
0 buenos right there.
0 buenos. Negative buenos.
Speaking of, I mean, on the other side of that, I had...
Speaking of what? Buenos?
I was going to say Buenos. Good. So I had Verona versus Udinese. Nearly got undone by a former Hibs and Scotland player, Josh Doig. Who scored for Verona immediately. So he got his second goal. Udinese then went on to score in the second half in the 70th minute and won this game 90+3 with a little goal in there. So Udinese 13-10 when they kicked. When I tipped them, ended up at 8-7. I think another good result. I seem to get quite a lot of these. Just, you know, squeezing in a little winners. Win.
Yeah, and I get the other side of that coin. I get the squeezing in a little fucking devastation at the end of games.
It also won me a separate coupon on Monday night that I had from £2 free bet that I got for like £80, which I was like, result. And I got another, actually, that wasn't even the latest goal that won the coupon. I had another one. It was like Rio Vallecano scored 90+7 today.
How are you so lucky? Like, I don't understand it. It's not fair. We should both have the same luck. Like, average
doesn't work
luck.
Like that.
Not you having great luck and me having terrible luck. That's bad.
Yeah.
No balance. There's no justice.
Yeah, but without you
world.
Having bad luck, I wouldn't have good luck, I think, on this.
I don't. How does karma work? Does this mean I now get to do something really terrible to somebody and it's fine because I've already taken all the hits?
I don't know. Did any serial killers die in the year that you were born?
Well, in case I've been reincarnated, getting punished for a previous life.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about.
I don't know. I think the punishment for something as serious as that might be more than a 90th minute St. Mirren winner. Yeah. But you just didn't
recycle. Did
something bad in a previous life.
So yeah, so the charity you'll be putting on again this week. So
will I? Oh, fantastic. Even though there's only two of us, that just seems a bit harsh.
I mean, get your charity pick in. It's not a problem then.
Fair comment. And Chris managed to do that. He certainly got his charity pick in. This was probably the best pick of the week in terms of just stress-free. Napoli to beat Torino at odds of 1-2. The win on Napoli paid out after 12 minutes.
Yeah.
No more messing around. Cheers, Chris. That's great. 10 minutes done.
They're incredible.
Someone else.
They'll feature in the picks later on today because the bookies are still just overpricing them because they assume they're going to fall apart.
Yeah. So a pretty good week for the podcast overall. 2 out of 4 for me, 2 out of 4 for Chris, and 3 out of 4 for Gordon. And I will be backing the charity bet again this week. Great. You'll love to see it.
You do.
We'll be back after a short break with the picks for the upcoming weekend. But you should join us on Patreon. So www.patreon.com/trampledbet or search the Patreon app. Just download that onto your phone. Search Trampled Bet Podcast. £6 a month and you're a member of the Trampled Bet Club. It helps us out with our running costs and you get something in return. You get the video edition of this podcast as soon as we record it. It's uploaded. And that includes a middle section rather than an ad break. So we will shoot the breeze about fixtures that we looked at, quite like, didn't make the show, some interesting stuff about football. Hey, if it's anything like last week, you'll get 15 minutes on who the next James Bond will be and why everyone's a terrible option.
There was a further clarification on that this week that James Bond will be in his 30s. Did you see that? So
don't listen to anything they say. They lie.
He's actually in his 90s.
Timothy Dalton's coming back.
It's going to be amazing. Back for his second Bond.
It's going to be amazing. So you get that. You also get the cheat sheet, which is all the picks written down in a handy JPEG format. You can just pull up on your phone rather than having to take notes or try and remember the picks from the show that you particularly liked. And you also get extra content podcasts, and there will be one of them this week with the MLB postseason about to begin. So that's the Major League Baseball playoffs. So the regular season comes to an end this evening, and then we have championship playoff October baseball, and Gordon and I will do a special episode for that this week, and it will be up by the time you're listening to this on normal podcast channels. It will already be there.
And we did very well 2 years ago on this. We did all right last year.
2 years ago, we
predicted the entire bracket.
Yeah. I don't think we'll ever come close to that again. That's
is that like hitting the mega coupon? Nonsense. Do you think?
I think so.
We just did it first time though.
Yeah, really good. But well, that's the show we'll do, and we'll try and emulate those heady heights again. So that's www.patreon.com/trampledbet, or download the app and search Trampled Bet Podcast. Come and join the club. We shall see you after the break.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back, and now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, October 8th, 2022. As always, myself and Gordo will run through our picks of the week in four different categories. Well, three different categories: the banker category, value category, outsider category, and then we'll combine for a charity double this week. So a pick from each of us, tenner of our own money on it, and any returns that we get go to a charity of our choosing the following week. I shall lead us off, G-Man, with the banker. And for me, it's a nice early start on Saturday morning, which can mean only one thing. We are in Japan. So Saturday at 6 a.m, the J1 League, Kawasaki versus Shimizu S-Pulse. And the home win for Kawasaki Frontale here is better than 1-2. It's 6-11. We've got four games remaining in the J1 League, and Kawasaki now trail Yokohama F Marinos by 8 points. So it looks like it may be out of reach this year for them. But this is an absolute must-win game to keep the title alive. Okay, they're 8 points back, but Kawasaki's problems this year, they've all come away from home. They've only managed 19 points from 15 games on the road and have a goal difference of only +1 for those games. That is really poor by their sort of high-scoring standards. At home, however, they've been the usual Kawasaki Frontale of late, taking 34 points from 14 home games and winning 4 and drawing 1 of their last 5 home matches. So they're still super solid at home. Just the reason they're not right up the top of the table challenging for that title more closely is their away form. Their two most recent home games, they've both won 4-0 as well, by the way, so against Sagantosu and Hiroshima, so they are still solid at home. Shimizu, 14th in the table, 32 points from 30 games. No means are they safe yet. They're only 2 points above the second automatic relegation place, which is currently held by Gambo Zaka. So they'll have to come and they'll have to give this game a bit of a go. And I think that'll most likely be their undoing, allowing Kawasaki to pick them off. They're just better quality team than them, faster, more dynamic, more direct. It's a big price for a Kawasaki home win, 6-11, especially against a team struggling at the bottom. So for banker odds, I think it's quite a high one, but well worth it. So Kawasaki at 6-11.
You mentioned Sagantosu there. You didn't fancy them this weekend?
Oh, we don't know. We don't know each other's picks yet.
I hope that you've backed them to beat Urawa, because Urawa have been so fucking shit since you tipped them like 6 weeks ago, being like, oh, they're the best team. And they're making a push for the... Oh, we've lost almost all of our games. Pumped out of the Levain Cup 4-0 at home, man.
So usually when we do the podcast, we share our picks with each other when there's three of us, if we have a guest on, just to make sure no one's got a duplicate game. But seeing as it's just me and Gordon running tonight, we haven't done that. So these picks are all going to be a bit of a surprise.
A fresh one. Well, good. I'm glad of that. So, I mean, I'll talk about my banker then in between there. So my banker's in the French League One. It is Marseille versus AC Ajaccio, and I fancy Marseille to win this game. They're 1-3 or 4-11 at home to do so. They're second in the league, 2 points behind PSG, which is no mean feat after 9 games. They've taken those 23 points from them. PSG have generally ran away with the league by now. So Marseille are still in the fight there. AC Ajaccio are bottom of the league. They've taken 4 points from their 9 games, 3 of which came against a Brest team that a man sent off. So they kind of spawned a couple of those. Marseille are just better. They played in the Champions League midweek. They won 4-1 against Sporting Lisbon. Last weekend, they beat Angers 3-0 away from home. Marseille are just a better team here. Ajaccio are losing to teams that they need to be beating to stay in this league. Clermont last week. So that's the kind of games they should be winning if they're trying to do something in this league. Marseille are 4-11. They're not fantastic price here, but they'll win this game comfortably. So I like Marseille to beat Ajaccio, and that is 4-11.
You combine those two bankers together, Kawasaki Frontale and Marseille, and you get 1.09-1. So better than even money for the double, which I think's a really good shout.
We've had bankers, the three of us, before they've been under that line.
Yeah, absolutely. So just two results to get, and two results that we both fancy, or I certainly fancy both of them, and you obviously fancy Marseille. I don't know what you think about Kawasaki. They're both in early payout leagues as well. So backing them at Bet365, you'll get paid out if the team goes 2-0 up. So 1.09-1 for that banker double. Moving on to the value picks, where we pick something usually around even money mark that we think has a real good chance of coming in, and the team should probably be favourite. The bookies maybe have their odds a little higher than you might expect. For me, this takes place on Sunday at 3 p.m. in the Scottish Premiership at Rugby Park for Kilmarnock versus Hearts. The away win for Hearts is currently priced at 8-7 on Bet365. Now, Hearts find themselves seventh in the table with 13 points from 8 games, but that's only 2 points behind third place. Like, is that traditional? All the teams are bunched together in the middle of the Scottish. There's two at the top, there's two at the bottom, and then there's a load in the middle all bunched together. Hearts usually pull away from that, and I think they'll quite comfortably finish third this season. So they're only 2 points behind third place, and they have had a busy European schedule. Like, they play Fiorentina on Thursday night, and they've had a lot of Europa Conference action, and they also had to play Rangers last weekend. So, you know, that's difficult to drop points there. I expect them to right the ship here against a really poor Kilmarnock team that are second bottom of the league and should be bottom really in any other season, apart from the fact there's a worse team in Dundee United in the league this year. So they're second bottom, and they've only managed 4 points all season and have a minus 12 goal difference. They're really poor. And they're also on a 3-game losing streak, having got turned over 4-1 by Aberdeen last week. That is just not good. I'd imagine confidence going into this fixture will be pretty low for them. Hearts have won their previous two away games, 3-0 at Motherwell and 2-0 away in the Europa Conference League against Latvian opposition RFS, Lawrence Shankland, getting a goal, and he'll be an asset for Hearts this season. That's where a lot of the goals are going to come from. I just think they're better quality than Kilmarnock. I've seen both teams this season. Obviously, recent league standings, i.e. last year, the year before, also prove Hearts are a better team than Kilmarnock. Over even money here represents great value to me.
It's a really good pick. Kelly have been absolutely dug meat, and Hearts are actually getting to play against good opposition, which is definitely making them better. Mm. You know, turning up to play against Kilmarnock after you played against Fiorentina is, you know, it's less challenging, put it that way. So good pick in there, Andy. Mine's also about even money, just over that. This is at the traditional French League 2 kickoff time of 6 p.m. on a Saturday night. This is Amiens versus Dijon, and I fancy Amiens at home to win this game. They're 11-10 to do so. And let me tell you why. Amiens are second in the league, taking 20 points from their first 10 games, scored 13, conceded 9. Dijon are in 12th with 12 points. Playing 10 games, getting 12 points from that. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Form-wise, Amiens have taken 10 points from the last 5 games. Dijon have taken 1. And it was in their last game. It was 0-0. They had a result against Le Havre. They've lost to Bordeaux, to Sochaux, to Bastia and Annecy. Amiens have been great at home thus far. Bit of a weird game where they play like an interim club friendly in between, because there's, like, when there's internationals are on. So ignore the 5-2 loss at home to Quivilly-Rouen in the division below, because they were playing a whole team of their juniors. Yeah. But in the league, they've beaten Niort, they've beaten Grenoble, they drew with Paris FC, and they've beaten Bastia. So Amiens are a decent team this season. They're up towards the top of the league. They're tied with Bordeaux. Dijon haven't been great, and I don't think that they're going to mount much of a challenge here. So Amiens are at home here, 12 to 11 for it. I think that's a good price to do so. So that is my value pick.
Nice. I'm just looking on Bet365 just now to pull up the price of the double. They're actually 11 to 10, so that's even better.
Oh, result.
So Hearts at 23 to 20 and Amiens at 11 to 10 combines to 3.51 to 1.
Oof.
Pretty tasty, actually. Well, you know,
doing quite well here. Without a third person in here.
I like all the picks so far as well. Like I'm heavy involved this week. On to our outsider pick. So this is where we pick something the bookies have priced up as an underdog for those of you that like the more speculative shouts. And we've had a great record at outsiders. Again, 2 out of 3 last week. Mine just failing the 3 of 3 by a matter of stoppage time minutes. So there's, you know,
we've got
a good
form.
Track record. Really good form in the outsiders.
I think I've hit 3 of 3 last 3 weeks.
Yeah, really good form in the outsiders. And these are all big prices. So let's try and do it again this week. For me, it's Sunday at 5 p.m. in the Danish Superliga for Randers versus Brøndby. The Danish league's 12-team league. We're 11 games in, so everyone has played everyone once. We have a reasonable idea of what the teams are going to be like this season. There's enough games gone by. Randers find themselves second in the league with 22 points from 11 games, whilst Brøndby struggled a bit. They're in 10th with 12 points. Now, the head-to-head record between the teams is pretty interesting. They are always tight games, certainly in recent times between these two. The match earlier in the season, September 11th, was a 2-each draw when they played at Brøndby's ground. Their last 5 games have only had a single goal in it or been a draw. And for this reason, I like the inflated price of 12 to 5 in the draw here. I say the inflated price because Randers are 11 to 8, Brøndby are 2 to 1. And in the draw is the least likely outcome, according to the bookies. Obviously, it isn't. But, you know, it's just the thing that people aren't backing because they can't really split the two sides. It looks like there's a gap here because Randers are 10 points ahead and second in the table. But Brøndby are slightly underperforming this season. They finished last season in third place, 6 points behind the champions and only 2 points behind Copenhagen, who were in second. So they're a quality outfit. They just got off to a bit of a slow start, and they'll give Randers another close match. So the draw here is really appealing to me. 12 to 5, it's just a big price.
Feels weird to be in a twofold here in the outsiders where I'm not back in the draw.
Oh, right. Are you a straight up winner
this week? I'm a straight up winner this week. But yeah, that sounds decent in there, especially with last year's league form in there. They weren't a million miles away from fucking winning the league. So
I know.
So yeah, I've got an interesting game to bring you because it relates to a game last week that we talked about. So remember we were wondering what would happen between Brescia and Bari because like both teams are like on form. It was a game that was mental. Bari won 6-2. They were 6-0 up. They were 6-0 up with no sendings off. Right? They conceded 2 late goals when they came on. Out of nowhere. They've been very good, but I didn't know how good they would be against a really strong Brescia team. Good enough to put 6 by them. So, incredible result in there. So this week, I quite fancy Bari to beat Venezia. And Bari are playing away from home here. Now, Venezia got relegated last season out of the top division. So they're one of the teams that, you know, have parachuted down here and still got some decent talent in there. Guys like Denis Cheryshev, do you remember who played with Valencia and various different bits?
Yeah.
Russian fella. He got transferred there this season, came on and scored 2 for them at the weekend in his first game. So he's not doing too bad. But
good return.
If you look at Venezia's home form over the last 5 games, 1-1 draw with Pisa, lost to Benevento, lost to Genoa, lost to Ascoli, was their last 5 there. Bari's away form, exact opposite. They've won 4, drawn 1. So they've been really good away from home there, beating Cagliari, Cosenza and Perugia and drawing with Parma in there. So I really like Bari to get a result here and to win this game. You'll get them at the odds of just over 2-1 to do so. Putting 6 past. And Venezia have taken 8 points from their first 7 games. Bari have taken 15 from their first 7. They've been good. Fair enough, they scored 6 of those goals last week, but they only conceded 2. I just think Barry will go out and do something interesting this weekend, and I'm here for it. So I'll be taking Barry away at Venezia at the odds of 2-1.
Very nice, very nice. So just pricing it up on 365 just now. The double, because obviously there's no point in doing a Trixie. Well, you can't, because there's not three selections. So I might take the singles and a double. The double's 8.77-1 for a draw between Randers and Bromby and a win for Barry against Venezia. So yeah, I like it. I like
if the we hit again. The what, eightfold what's the draw in this that weekend? Game? The draw is 21-10. So they're
it's an inflated price draw again.
Yeah.
But hey, I'm here for it.
But I like Barry better.
Fair play. All the teams you like are just folks' names, like Barry and Regina.
Yeah,
it's like Regina. Who else live up the road?
Barry and Regina. I don't think Marseille couldn't really be a name. And if anyone was called Sassuolo, that wouldn't
a quite.
Town.
They're the main picks for this week's podcast, but we have the large matter of the charity bet to come. So a pick from each of us, £10 of our own money, my money this week, going on the double, and any returns we get go to a charity of our choosing, which we'll announce on next week's show should it come in. Okay, pressure on me, because I failed the charity bet last week. I'm Saturday at 3 p.m. in the Scottish Premiership for Livingston versus Ross County, and the home win for Livingston is just a smidge under even money at 9-10. Ross County got absolutely battered last weekend.
But they got horsed by Motherwell, didn't they?
At home. Yeah. Yeah. 5-0. Motherwell went up to Ross County and beat them 5-0. That's an absolute hammering. And it means they've now gone 6 games without a win, losing 4 of them and drawing 2. Livingston are a tough side and they're hard to beat. And they're especially hard to beat at home. They've won 3 of their last 5 home games. That was against Kilmarnock, Hearts and Hibs. So decent teams in there. The two Edinburgh teams beat them both. The two losses were against Rangers, which is completely forgivable because a lot of teams are going to lose to Rangers. And that was only by a single goal. So they are hard to beat. And they also lost by a single goal to Dundee United, but that doesn't really count because it was a cup game straight after Dundee United sacked their manager and had that new manager bounce thing. Around even money for Livingston here is huge. It's just really big. So easily could have been my value pick, but you know you could switch them around. But I've plumped for this one in the charity slot. I just figured let's not have the charity waiting until Sunday at 3 p.m. Let's do the traditional 3 p.m. good traditional UK kickoff time.
I mean, mine just starts only 15 minutes later. Quarter past 3 kickoff. This is Regina versus Cosenza, and I really like Regina at home. I liked Regina last week and they lost, but that doesn't take away from the fact in their first 3 home games, they have scored 10, conceded 0, and won all 3, taking 9 points from them. They play against a Cosenza team who've taken 5 points from their 4 away games. Regina are just a better team in this spot. I liked them last week. I liked them again this week. Now, because this is a charity bet and there's only 2 of us doing it, I was tempted to plump for a correct score of 3-0, but decided against it because I thought, well, I'd just rather get the charity bet in. Because so if you looked at the correct score market, because they've won their first 2 games 3-0 at home, it's 11-1 for Regina to do so again. But if you just want to take them for the straight up win, you can get it at 7-11, 7-10, depending on where you're shopping around for that. So it's not a fantastic price in there, but I do think it's a charity bet lock.
They are 13-20 on Bet365 just now, which just sounds so shitebaggy for a charity pick.
I was going to take them first
almost,
half.
You almost deserve jail time.
First half win was 13-10, but I thought they're just going to then score in the second half and not do that for me. So I'd rather just have cash in hand for next week. So giving that money to charity, £4 to charity.
Well, it's 2.15-1 for Brilliant. Livingston and Regina double. So that'll turn into £31.50 or something. Which, you know, better than nothing.
The dog's trust will help with that. They'll appreciate that, Andy.
You know the charities I donate to. Yeah, it probably will be something dog related. Just love the dogs.
Yeah, they're great.
So yeah, so that's the charity double this week, which means we have 8 picks in total. Would you like to hazard a guess, Gordon, at the eightfold?
The Ochador. I'm going to go with maybe 600-1, something like that.
Nah, wee bit less, but half. So 289.68-1.
Really? I've had five T Max. I've had been more better odds than that. For...
I know, but if you look at your picks, they're all really short odds. This might be one of the few weeks ever where I have picked a higher odds selection in each category than you. Substantially higher in some of them as well. Charity and the Banker. So, yeah, you're getting a bit cautious in your old age.
Could be. Protecting wins.
Or you've had, exactly, you've had a bit of a taste of hitting a lot of winners recently. And you just want to
didn't want to give that up.
I like that.
That's it. Can't wait for my 1-9 shot next week in the Banker slot.
You're turning into John Walker betting on over 0.5 goal kicks.
I could see myself getting there. But yeah, I'll still be taking that. And obviously we will open up. I'd mentioned this to Andy in the midsection. I think we might open up to the Facebook group to, if you were the guest this week, who would you have as your banker value and outsider and charity bet there? And I might take the selections that are voted the highest or get the most like thumbs up and put them as part of the 12 fold. I'll also take the eightfold. Let's see what the general public can bring in. Anyone who gets a couple of winners, you might find yourself on the podcast next week.
Absolutely. So that's the Facebook group Gordon mentioned. Just search Trample Bet Podcast on Facebook. Join the group. There's a few hundred of us in there talking about all things sports betting. Let us know what you're backing this weekend. Get involved in the conversation. Follow along to Michael Stokes' rugby tips, which are year after year considerably excellent. And he posts them a lot. Matt Halsall's very active in the group as well. There's a lot of good stuff going on in the Facebook group. And you can obviously talk about the picks you've heard on the show as well, which ones you particularly like. In addition to the Facebook group, you want to give something back to the show, do join us on Patreon. It's £6 a month to be a member of the Trample Bet Club. You'll get the cheat sheet for this week. So that's all the picks Gordon and I have discussed written down in a handy, easy to read format. Just download the Patreon app, search Trample Bet Podcast, £6 a month to be a member of the club. And that's you in. Gordon, it's been an absolute pleasure. I feel we've
considering, and obviously no one will get to see that, but we did fail twice trying to start this podcast off just with mic errors and various different things. So third time lucky, hopefully so this week.
I think we've done a very good job. I'm looking forward to coming back next week and reporting on an excellent week for both of us.
I very much hope so.
Thanks to everyone for listening. We shall see you next weekend. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trample Bet Podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.